Tonight will feature a presentation of a live concert from the Jazz at the Palmer series. Tonight's jazz show will showcase the Penn State Faculty Jazz Combo recorded live at Palmer Museum of Art in November 2017. The musicians in the group are Dave Stambler on sax, special guest Claire Tooney on alto sax, Dave Jumper playing trumpet, Marco Lusk on trombone, Bob Hart playing bass, Mac Himes on guitar, and Marco Marcinko on drums. This concert was recorded by WPSU as part of the Jazz at the Palmer series and is supported in part by Friends of Palmer Museum and Fred and Judy Sears. We'll start this evening's jazz show with music recorded live by the Penn State Faculty Jazz Combo. The show starts with a selection called Recordame.
Recordame. Okay, now we're going to do a quartet tune featuring our trumpet professor, Dave Jumper. And this is a Henry Mancini tune from the movie The Days of Wine and Roses. And this is a beautiful standard tune that we all love playing on many concerts and regular, you know, just kind of gigging around. And it's a beautiful tune. Dave Jumper. Okay, we're going to do a trio tune for you now. And this will give you a chance to hear just the guitar, the bass, the drums, and a tune that Mac enjoys playing a lot is a blues tune. And just to make this slightly educational, because we all are educators as well as performers, a blues is a 12-bar form. That you, when you're listening to it, you'll hear it cycle over and over and over again. But after we play the melody to this tune called Billy's Bounce, you'll hear that we solo on it. And like other tunes, we have chord changes that we solo on, but we have the form, which is super important to know. So with this particular tune, it's going to be a 12-bar form that's going to cycle over and over and over again, but we're going to keep it quite interesting for you. And the blues is rock and roll, the blues is jazz, the blues is American music, and it's our contribution to the world, jazz. Almost Dr. Mac Hymes. So Mac helps out. He teaches jazz guitar lessons. He's getting his doctorate in music education. He also helps out with our combos. We have six different individual combos, small groups that the students at Penn State in the jazz department participate in, as well as three big bands. So we have Center Dimensions, which is one of the great big bands, and then Inner Dimensions and Outer Dimensions, all loaded with at least 17 to 20 players each. So quite a lot of involvement in the jazz and contemporary music end of things over there at Penn State. And now, I just wanted to mention that Mac helps do a lot of the coaching and teaching of that information. And same with Bob. We have six bass players that study with Bob Hart, electric bass and upright bass jazz, and he does some coaching as well at the school and comes by each and every week, every other week, and puts his two cents into the situation. And now we have the great Professor Mark Lusk, who's been at Penn State over 35 years, ladies and gentlemen. So how about a round of applause for that? A very long time he's been here at Penn State. And teaching many, many trombone students that have gone on to be great professionals in the business, as well as music educators, all coming out of the studio of Mark Lusk. And we're going to feature Mark now on a beautiful tune. You might know this one. It's called Come Rain or Come Shine. Thank you. Mark Lusk. Now we're going to bring Dr. Stambler back up and Professor Jumper and a very special student guest. And this is Miss Claire Tunney. Put your hands together for one of our Penn State saxophone students, Claire Tunney. And I asked Claire to join us in her lesson today. I said, you want to play this tune with us? And she said, sure. So I think it was sounded like that, right, Claire?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. And she's going to play alto sax on this arrangement that I did of a Dizzy Gillespie tune. And we're celebrating 100 years of Dizzy Gillespie this year. He would be 100 years old. So would, believe it or not, Dean Martin and Buddy Rich. Those are two other. Ella Fitzgerald, another one that would be 100 years old. Can you believe it? And so in honor and celebration of those great artists, we're going to do two selections from the Dizzy Gillespie songbook. The first arrangement is my arrangement, Dizzy Gillespie. Thank you. Thank you all. 20-minute intermission. Go buy things in the lobby. We'll be right back. Come back and see us for the second set. More music. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Public Radio WPSU at 91.5 in central Pennsylvania and 90.1 in the northern counties. You're listening to the WPSU Jazz Show, and you've been listening to the Penn State Faculty Jazz Combo, recorded live at Palmer Museum of Art in November 2017. Jazz is supported by your annual membership in WPSU and by Spectacles, 138 West College Avenue, State College. Comprehensive service including testing for digital eye syndrome by optometrist Julie Halua. Information at 234-7788. This is WPSU State College and WPSX Kane, listener-supported public radio for central and northern Pennsylvania. We'll continue with the second set from the Penn State Faculty Jazz Combo, recorded live in just a moment. Thanks for listening to WPSU's Jazz Show.
Hi, I'm Christine Allen. The quality of our lives is enhanced tremendously by the music we love. And the music you love is here on public radio, music you won't hear on any other station. So we're asking you now to join more than 3,000 listeners who help pay for WPSU with $1 a day or $1 a week. Make your pledge online now in the amount that's right for you. Visit WPSU.org to make your pledge. And thank you for your support.
Here's the forecast on WPSU. Overnight in central Pennsylvania, a chance of snow with lows in the upper 20s. In the north, snow likely, lows in the low 20s. Saturday, a chance of early morning snow showers in the north, otherwise partly sunny throughout the listening area with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Sunday, mostly sunny in central Pennsylvania, partly sunny with a chance of snow in the north, highs Sunday in the mid to upper 30s.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, back to the American songbook. And we did a Henry Mancini tune in the first set, and we're going to do another Henry Mancini tune, great American composer. And this is going to be a trio tune. And Mac loves playing this song. And again, this is something that you could hear. Mac has a once-in-a-while regular gig at Zola's. And this is one of the tunes you might hear him play while you're eating your bowl of pasta or having a drink, cranberry juice and seltzer. So this is called Moon River. Thank you. Mac Himes, Bob Hart on bass. Now we're gonna have Dr. Dave Stambler come back out here. Originally grew up in the Washington, D.C. area. Did some time at Peabody. Did some time at Peabody Conservatory in Townsend. University of Maryland, where he got his doctorate, and then came here to us at Penn State. We're very fortunate to have him because you hear how wonderful he is as a jazz player, playing tenor saxophone, alto saxophone, but he plays all the doubles as well, clarinet, flute, soprano. He does. Don't ignore that head shaking there. He does. But he also teaches all the classical saxophonists here at Penn State, so he does double duty, taking care of that instrument and doing it great justice. So we're going to feature him now on a Hank Mobley tune. Hank Mobley was one of the great tenor saxophonists coming out of the bebop era and playing with so many wonderful players like Clifford Brown, and playing again with J.J. Johnson. We mentioned him before. Hank Mobley is very significant. If you're a saxophonist, a jazz saxophonist, you study Hank Mobley, especially tenor sax. So Dave's going to play this tune by Hank Mobley, and it's called This I Dig of You. Stambler. Dave Stambler. We're going to get the rest of the band up here to do another group tune for you. Let's play, this is a tune. I'm going to actually let Dave Stambler introduce this tune because this is his arrangement that he brought to the band. And let him say a few words.
This is a tune that is slightly reminiscent of a great album by the Miles Davis group that was entitled Kind of Blue, and that affected generations of jazz, not only improvisation, but harmony, melody, rhythm, and ensemble playing thereafter. And this is a tune by Joe Henderson called Step Lightly, which sort of has a casual reference to the textures of that great record, Kind of Blue. This is Joe Henderson's Step Lightly.
One, two.